Hi, I'm Terry von Stalen from Analysys Mason's Operator Business Services program. And in this podcast, I'm going to go through how operators have adapted to the coronavirus and how they should help businesses to enable remote working during the outbreak. The new coronavirus disease, or COVID-19, was officially declared an international pandemic by the World Health Organization on 11 March 2020. The initial outbreak prompted the cancellation or postponement of major technology shows such as Mobile World Congress and Enterprise Connect, and many businesses have put business travel on hold and are advising employees to work from home where possible. Businesses and their employees worldwide will be assessing how best to approach this situation. Many employees will rethink how they work, and businesses may have to rapidly adapt their systems to manage the surge in employees working remotely. Some of these businesses will not be adequately equipped to connect a remote workforce, let alone securely. According to our 2019 ICT Business Survey, only 40% of businesses worldwide have conferencing or even instant messaging applications, indicating that most businesses are ill-equipped to connect a remote workforce. Operators will need to assist their customers and help them to develop their networks and communication solutions during this crisis. Operators have launched several initiatives to help businesses stay connected. Ensuring that businesses and consumers remain connected during a pandemic is of paramount importance. Operators in affected areas have adjusted their tariffs and usage plan to provide more flexibility to businesses and employees' connectivity options. The most common initiative we've seen has been a significant increase in mobile data allowances. Telecom Italia has sent SMSs to inform all of its customers in affected areas that they have unlimited mobile data and fixed mobile calls during March 2020. Telefonica in Spain has added an additional 30 gigabytes for all of its mobile customers for 2 months, with plans to roll out to any further affected areas. And Vodafone Spain has released unlimited mobile data to all of its business customers during March. We've also seen free home fiber and mobile broadband solutions emerge. Italy's Go Internet launched its new smart working home broadband solution, which is either an FTTP or 30 megabit per second mobile broadband solution. The operator is waiving its first monthly subscription fee for the service, which is a flexible solution for employees who need to quickly acquire home connectivity for work or personal purposes. Operators are also finding other ways to help. Chinese operators have emphasized that they remain committed to meeting their 5G rollout targets, and they have provided free 5G equipment and services to selected hospitals which are tackling the coronavirus. StarHub in Singapore has announced that it will provide free access to its Smart UC Mobile solution, which is a fixed mobile integrated voice product, to SMEs until 1 September 2020. This will enable SME employees to use an app on either their mobile phone or their desktop computer or laptop to make and receive calls from their business landlines. Operators are proactively involved in ensuring that businesses and employees have flexible connectivity options for remote working. However, operators should also ensure that businesses have the right tools. Unified Communications and VPN providers have been quick to enhance access to their remote working solutions. Operators should follow suit. UC providers such as ByteDance or Faishu in China, Cisco, Google, Microsoft, and Zoom have all given businesses free access to most of their chat, calling, video, and conferencing solutions. These free trials are initially set for between 3 to 6 months, depending on the provider, and will help businesses to keep employees engaged and connected while working from home. VPN providers such as Checkpoint have released free licenses for their tools for 60 days. LogMeIn has released emergency remote work kits for healthcare providers, educational institutions, municipalities, and nonprofit organizations. The kits include VPN services and free access to GoToMeetings, UC, and webinar tools. Box, a SaaS storage solution provider, is allowing all existing business customers to add additional users beyond their license limits to ensure that employees can access and store files securely from remote locations. It has also released a 90-day free trial for SMEs. And Alibaba is offering free credit for cloud services to affected businesses. Operators' initiatives for helping businesses to manage the impact of the coronavirus have rarely extended beyond connectivity. Many operators are reselling solutions such as Box and Teams and have their own generally white-labeled UC solutions. Operators should match the trends set by other providers and remove license restrictions for business customers. Operators should also work with their channel partners to provide training to enable businesses to use UC solutions. Businesses will need webinars and online training videos for their employees so they can use UC features while working remotely. Security will be a significant concern for businesses as more employees adopt remote working. Operators can release emergency VPN solutions and other cloud security protocols, such as those built into Office 365, to help businesses to quickly secure their networks. Operators should also increase bandwidth allocations on VPNs and provide IT support to ensure that these corporate networks can withstand an increase in remote traffic. SMEs may need additional support, and mobile VPN applications such as MAS360 and MobileLion can also be rolled out to business customers. Operators should really be at the forefront of enabling remote working. Remote working was already an increasing trend, and it will only be accelerated by the coronavirus outbreak. Operators in affected areas are improving the flexibility and availability of the connectivity solutions, but this should also extend to UC. Operators are often smaller businesses' only communications and ICT provider, and these businesses may not have the right tools or the IT expertise to enable a remote workforce. Operators will need to proactively advise businesses about the free tools that are available and ensure they have access to training materials. Many businesses will be unsure about how to effectively enable a remote workforce, and operators should take the lead in helping businesses to address this.